We are learning Mesechtas Yevamos Daf Lamed Hey Mabez, and we are starting a brand new perek, Perek Hacholitz. Hacholitz li Yevimtoi Benimso Mu'beres. The case, the halacha is, we know that a Yevama is only chayiv in Yibum if she did not have children with her husband. And here, the story was that the husband died, they thought they died without children, but Lamaisa, she was Mu'beres. She was pregnant, and they gave her chalitza. Chalitza yivimtoi v'nimtzim oberes, and turned out she was oberes. The yolda, and she gave birth. Bizman shavlat shal kayama hu. Bizman shavlat shal kayama. If the baby born is shal kayama and it's a viable child, it's a healthy child. Hu mutter v'kreviseha v'hi mutter v'kreva. The loch is he is mutter in her krivim. The brother is mutter in her krivim. And she is mutter, mutteres, and his kraven. Why? Because there was no mitzvah yibim anymore. Because it turns out, lamafreya, it turns out, retroactively, we know now that they had children. And therefore, the chalitza was not needed. And the chalitza is not passed over from kuna. Why? Because it was not needed, this chalitza. But, if she miscarries that baby, who also bekrevesav, yasur bekrevav, upasal makuna. Pastors were telling pshat is because then it's a good chalitza, and if it's a good chalitza, so then he is also in her kravim, she's also in his kravim because this chalitza makes a certain connection, and she becomes pasal makuna because Allah is the chalutza is similar to a grusha as pasal takuna. So basically, Mubarak that had a child that's a good a healthy child, then the Allah is the whole chalitza was a joke. But if she's miscarried and the chalitza was a good chalitza, and then she's mutl shuk with that chalitza, it sounds like pashup shad is, and also she becomes, has all the dinim that chalitza makes on her. A similar case, hakoinis sivimta, let's say they start, he's going to marry the yavama. But into mubaris, it turned out she was mubaris from the first husband, the yalda, and she gave birth. Bizmancha vlad shakayama, if the vlad was shakayama, a healthy baby, first of all, it turns out he married an eshes ach shloim makam mitzvah. He married his brother's wife, napa makam mitzvah. So yaitzi, you have to give a get. V'chayav mekarbon, he's chayav echatos. He did an iser. He did an iser. It was by mistake. That's his echatos. He did an iser. And Taisa speaks out, it was within 3 months they got married. They didn't wait 3 months. If they would have waited 3 months, so then it would be a oinis. Because usually by 3 months you know if she's mabaris. But here they didn't wait 3 months. And that's called, it's a shaygi. It's called pshia, but the loch is a shaygi and you bring a echatos. But if the vlad is not is a miscarriage, then yikayim you can keep. Then it's a good yibum. Again, we'll discuss what yikayim means. We'll discuss in the gemara. Sofik ben tishla rishis sofik ben shivul achrin. Let's say she has a baby. We're not sure if it's the first husband or second husband. The halacha is yaitzi. First of all, you have to give her a get. Why? Because maybe it was the eish shach shloim malka mitzvah. You have to give her a get. But the vlad is kosher. The vlad is kosher. Why is the vlad kosher? Because the man of shach. If the vlad's on the first husband, so then it's good. If the vlad, so the baby's fine, so the first husband. If the vlad's on the second husband, it's also good. Why? Because then it means it was a chiyav yibum, so it's not an eshzach. So the vlad's are so good. We don't know which one, so therefore he has to be mighty because it's a suffix of eshzach, so he's makom mitzvah. V'chayom b'ashem tali. But, and yichayav a carbon here, yichayav ashem tali. Ashem tali is for a suffix chata to bring ashem tali. You have to bring ashem tali because you're not sure if the baby's on the first husband or from the second husband. Adkan the Mishnah, just to get the Mishnah's klalma. First part of the Mishnah is Acholetz Mu'beres, and depends if she has a healthy baby or not a healthy baby. Second case is Akoinus Yevimtoi, he actually marries a Vama, we're not sure. And then there's two cases, healthy baby, not healthy baby. And then the third case is, we're not sure. Those are three cases of our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Itma. We learned, when I bring a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Mishlakos over here, Itma. Acholetz Mu'beres. If someone gives chalitza to a mu'beres, ve'apilo, and she miscarries, so what's the halacha? Is that a good chalitza or not? And we'll see the Gemara will be raised from our Mishnah. Just get the case clear. The case is that someone gave chalitza to a mu'beres, means her brother died, we had any children, but the wife was mu'beres, and they gave chalitza to her. And turns out she miscarried. Is that a good chalitza or not? Because ma'freya turns out she never had children. So Rabbi Yechanan Omar ain't a chalitza menachem. It's a good chalitza. You don't need a chalitza from menachem. You don't need any chalitza. This chalitza is good. Rav Shlakish says, "I'm a tzuri chalitza menachem. You do need chalitza." The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechanan Omar ain't a tzuri chalitza menachem. Chalitza is mubarash ma chalitza. A chalitza on a mubarash is called a chalitza. Or bias mubarash ma bia. And a bia mubarash is enough to do even more so. That's good for yibum. And if there's no children at the end of the day, the lands that the brother has no children because she miscarries, then it's a good yibum. Rav Shlakish says, "No, tzuri chalitza menachem." Why? Because chalitza mu'beres lo yishma chalitza. Chalitza Mabaris is not called the Chalitza. Bias Mabaris Loishma Chalitza. But my Kamifagi, what's the Bir Machalikas? So, Ibayisim Akra, some say it's from a Pasuk, Ibayisim is Svara, some say it's a Svara. Ibayisim is Svara, some say Machalikas is Svara, Bechen and Svara, Yavay Yal Yol, let's say Yol Nova would come, Vayamar, Daha de Ibra Mapuli Mapila, that this pregnancy is not going to last. She's going to miscarry. Mila bas chalitza yibim, isn't she a bas chalitza yibim right now? Because we know she's not. We know if we know the future, she's not going to have children. So it's a good chalitza. So hashanami tikli muslim afreya. It's megalim afreya. Retroactively, we know now this chalitza was to someone who didn't have children. The husband did not have children. The first brother did not have children because the baby miscarried. So just like if you don't know if it will come now, it will work. So now also we know afreya, so it works.
What?
No, she's just saying like this. It's showing that right now she's chayiv in chalitza yibam. Even though you don't know right now, but if the Yonov would tell you right now, you'd be chayiv. What do we want to say? What's your svara? What is the svara? Right, you're saying afreya only means that if you go to afreya, you're possible now. You're showing right now it's chayiv in yibam. The right is the Yonov would come and tell you now, you'd be chayiv in yibam. Therefore, you say the afreya. Rash Lakish Omar, Tigla Milsal Mafreya Loy Amrina. You don't say Agloy Mafreya. Now, why not? Why not? So, Stup Shatim. At least Stup Shatim. Why didn't say Loy Mafreya? Why didn't say Stup Shatim? So, Taisa says Pshat is the Vas Tigli is because it's not a Sophic that's royalist bar Akshav. You don't know right now. It's impossible right now. Therefore, right now, Lamai Shnachav Yivim. That's the Italian awesome? Right now, Shnachav Yivim. Even though you could do, you don't do my friend that right now, Shnachav Yivim. That's the way Taisa says. So, Rashash speaks out that if she has a Chazakah, that she has miscarriages, then Echanami, then it would work. That's the Rashash speaks out to Taisa. The Mugesh is a little different. Mugesh says, the Iu Chayish, Zakta Mugesh, but Shlakish was worried, Dilma Ba'isha Shah Ruya Salele. Maybe right now, it was a good pregnancy. It turned out to be not. Right now, it was aiming to be a good pregnancy, and therefore, that's why they say Tiglum Mils Afreya. That's what the Mukiyah says. We have two Pshatim, Rashi and the Mukiyah. So that's one B.M. Achalikas for Shakash Rav Yechanan. Another B.M. Achalikas is a Kra. The Bayes Yem Kra. Bechan Shavah says, Aven Ein Lo Yom Rachmano Va'aleslai. It says, you don't have children. He doesn't have children, and then there's a Chi of Yibam. Here he doesn't have children. But Shakash Shavah, Aven Ein Lo Yayin Alav. The Lashon Ein with a Yud is a stronger Lashon Ein Alav. He has no Zecher of a child. It has to be like, there's no even pregnancy in order to be Chi of Yibam. And as long as there's a pregnancy, there's no Chi of Yibam. That's what he learns out the word, Uven Ein Loy, means Ein Love, there's nothing here whatsoever. Now the Gemara will go ahead and bring down different halachas from our Mishnah to see if it's a kasha Rav Yechanan or Rosh Lakish. So first, Rav Yechanan has a kasha to Rosh Lakish. Remember, Rosh Lakish holds that a chalitza of Muberes is not a chalitza. Eser Rav Yechanan or Rosh Lakish, it says in our Mishnah, Ein Avlad Shakayama, if the woman miscarries, the halach is, who also bekreves Seha? So it sounds like it's good chalitza because he's aser in her kravim and she's aser in his kravim. Pasul makuna, and we pasul her from kuna. So zakar of yechna. Bishlam ledidi that I mean chalitza mabaris shema chalitza. Bishlam if you me that I told you that chalitza mabaris called chalitza mishemachi pasul. Then we understand why she is pasul. Ela didach da amrit chalitza mabaris lo shema chalitza. But according to you who said that chalitza mabaris Loishma chalitza. Am I pasul from the kuna? Why you pasul from the kuna? It's not a good chalitza. Amalei, you're right. It's not a good chalitza. But there are bonam v'luchumra ba'ama. It's just a chumra. Just that people shouldn't say that a chalitza is mutter the kuna. So we say because they don't know that she's no baris. So we say it's pasul. But avada, it's not a good chalitza. You need not a chalitza. That's how Shlakish says. The Mishnah says pasul kuna. It just means mutter abon. Ikadamri, a different version where Shlakish asked the kasha the opposite. Shlakish asked the kasha Rav Yechanan from the Mishnah. Instead of Rav Yechanan asking Rav Shlakish, Rav Shlakish asked Rav Yechanan. Eis Rav Shlakish Rav Yechanan, Ein Avlad Shakayama, if the woman miscarriages, who asks the kriva seha? The asura the kriva, or pasa makuna. Then the chalitza is a good chalitza, enough to pasa makuna. So he says like this. Bishlam ledi zakar shlakish davina chalitza mabaris lo shem chalitza fimi. That's not a good chalitza. Hainu diktani pasul makuna. That's what it says. Pasul makuna. It sounds like it's like a chumra. The chumra. Like tani ain't tzri chalitza ma'achem. If the lacha is a good chalitza, say a much stronger lashon. Say that if she miscarries, if it's of nar vlad shakayama, ain't tzri chalitza ma'achem. That's what you just say. Pasul makuna sounds like a chumra. Eli yedach. But for you, Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shlakish is asking for you, Rabbi Yechanan, who hold that. That it's a good chalitza. Ain't it tzri chalitza menachem barle? Just say ain't it tzri chalitza menachem. Amalei Rav Yechanan says back. You're right. Ain't a chenami. Should have said that. So why I say pasul makuna? V'aydetani reisha loy pasla. This is the reisha said loy pasla. And there, Taka, there's no Indian of chalitza. There it was a child, it was a healthy child, so you don't need chalitza. There we want to say lashon loy pasla, tana seifa pasla. The verse says pasla. You're right. It could have said better. Any chalitza chalitza machim, but it said better. It said pasla. Yeah. Eisver Yechner and Slakish. Yechner has a kasha now on Slakish from the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah said that if someone actually married the Yavama, married his brother died without children, he married his wife, the wife of his brother, and then it turns out she was Muberes. So the Mishnah says, if it's a healthy child, then it's big problems over here. He has to give a get, and he has to bring a carbon chattos. If it's not a Vlad Shakayama, he keep his wife. So it sounds like if you keep his wife, it's a good Yibam. So it's a right to Rabbi Yechonon. It's Rabbi Yechonon Mishlokesh. In a Vlad Shakayama, Yekayim. Bishlam Adida, Mina Chalitza Mabarash Machalitza. Bishlam Fimi, that hold that Chalitza Mabarash Machalitza, Obias Mabarash Mabia, Mishimach Khan Yekayim. That's why it says, Yekayim, you don't need no Abia, you just keep your wife. This is your wife. The only way to get rid of her now is what it gets. Mama's your wife. Eli the Dachma, if you were a Shlokesh, holds that Abia's Mabarash. It's not called Abia, it's not called a good Yibum. Eli the Dachma, Amrit, Chalitza Mabarash Machalitza. Obias Mabarash Machalitza. Yachsav Yevel Vikayim Mabarale. Yitaka, it should say in the Mishnah that if it turns out to be a not healthy child, the child dies, then the loch is, you have to now do it again. You have to do the bia again to make the kiyum of yibum now. And for the Gemara, you're right. Or Yechon says, you're right. Ma yikayim, yachsav yivu v'yikayim, d'lo yisagim la'avach, you have to taka, do another bia, in order to be kayim mitzah yibum. That's where Rishlokesh answers the Mishnah himself. Ikadamri, the opposite. Rishlokesh will ask a kash on this, or Rabbi Yechon. Ikadamri, eisver Rishlokesh Rabbi Yechon, ain't a vlad shakayama, if it turns out the vlad is not a healthy child, does not live, Yekayim. You should keep her. So, Bishlam with the Zakh Pershlakish, Vibi is good. Damina Lechitza Varas Shachalitza, Vias Varas Shabia, Hanuk Tony Yekayim. It's telling you what to do. Be Mekayim. What does that mean? Yachzar Vayivov Yekayim. Go ahead and do a Bia again. Loisagi Vlavachi. You can't do it. That's the only thing you could do. And like Rashi explains, the fear of Shlakish, the Lach is Bias Mabaras Shabia, right? So, it says, what you have to do is make a new Bia. Smashma, you can't give chalitza, Rashi Medayim. Why can't you do chalitza now? Now, Lefibra Shlokesh, now is when you become Yechayiv now, so do chalitza. Rashi says you can't do chalitza. Rashi says, what does Rashi mean? So, the Meiri says, the Pshat is because it looks like a Knuso Yotze B'loi Get. That's why we don't let her do chalitza. The Ritva is a little different. The Ritva says, we don't want him to give chalitza because then it looks like he was boil Eshesach, so Maka Mitzvah, looks like a Znos. So therefore, we rather him continue with the Yibum, with the marriage. But Akapanim, Rosh Lakish is tining, Lefimi is good, says Yikayim, it's saying what you should do. You know what you should do is? Go ahead and finish up the Yibum. Eli the Dachal for you, Rabbi Yechon, they read Yikayim Yibum. Why it's saying Yikayim? You can do what you want. You can give him a, you might sit here if you want. Eli Dach, Rotsu Yaitzi, Rotsu Yikayim, you can do what you want. It's already a Yibum. You give it a get or a keeper. Why does it say Yikayim? So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechonah. Fear Shlokesh has to say Yikayim because you need a new mitzvah Yibum now. But according to Rabbi Yechonah, why are you telling him what to do? Moses says, Eichonami, you're right. Ayatana Reisha Yaitzi, since the Reisha says Yaitzi, to give a get, Tananami Seifa Yikayim. Therefore the Seifa says Yikayim. So I got the Reisha said Yaitzi, the Seifa said Yikayim. Mesa. Kitsa, Akabonim, it's Eichonami, you're right. You could have said do what you want, but since the Reisha, we're there, you have to get rid of her because it's Eishachon Mitzvah. Therefore the Seifa says the opposite, which means Yikayim. You're allowed to keep her. Mesa, now we have another kasha. Mesa. A koine says Sivimta. This is a brisa. It says, a koine says Sivimta. Someone goes ahead, Reuven dies, Shimon marries Reuven's wife, but then Yibam. The Nimtza as Mubaris. And we find now that she's Mubaris. Harezu lois sinasi tsarasa. Let's say Reuven had another wife, that Sarah is now going to marry Lashok. Now, Shem, why? Now, why can't she? Lachara, technically she could, because Manav Shach. If it's going to be a baby, so then, no Yibum, so the Torah can marry Lashok. And if it's no baby, then it did Yibum. So what's Pshat? So the Bryce says, Shema Yev Laba Kiyama. Maybe be Laba Kiyama, that's why she can't marry Lashok. Break the Torah. Adarabah, ki have Laba Kiyama, if the Torah, you won't have to be Yibum at all. Ela Ema, Shema Lo Yehev Laba Kiyama. You have to tie it, it means maybe it won't be a Laba Kiyama. And now it's a Kasha Rabbi Yechanon. So if Isaac will be a Barash Mabia, if it will be a Barash Mabia, I'm Malatas Sarasa. Why should she go marry out Lashok? Tifta be a shachavata. Mamanu shach's mutter. Because if it'll be ben kayama, then you'll be yibum. If it's not Ben Kiyama, so then it's a good Yibum, and according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a good Yibum when you're a Bera. So either way, she's Mutter. So what's Pshat? It says, Lois Nasa Tzerasa. So Shugu Kasha, Abai is going to change the Machlaikas now, between Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Now I'm going to agree to Abai, we'll see, but Abai changed the Machlaikas. Oma Abaya, Bebiya, Kuli Amma, Le Pligid, Le Potter. Echanami, Bias Muberes, everyone agrees that it's not sufficient. It's not enough. The bia of a moberes is not enough to pat the taka. And that's why by tzerosa you can't go ahead and marry. Ki pligi bechalitza. The homo chalitza bechalitza. Reichon shav a chalitza moberes ma chalitza. Bias moberes lish ma bia. Chalitza moberes kol chalitza. But now a bia moberes not called a bia. Shlaka shav a bia moberes lish ma bia. And also a chalitza moberes lish ma chalitza. That's what Abaya learns of chalitza Reichon shlakas. Now what's pshat? Why they only argue by chalitza and by bia the ma'ida? So the bottom taisus, the bottom of Amid, the last taisus says, "Uba bia ma'ida shliyav de'isa." So it sounds like the way Maram learns Taisis, that's like a Rabban de Gadin, that by Bia then Moideh, that doesn't work. You know why? Because maybe they'll come to Isser. Chalitz is no child of Isser. But by Bia, just in case they have a good child, so then it will be a Bia's Isser of Eish Shach Shloib Maka Mitzvah. The only problem is, in the next Gemara's Mavuyah, that's a Din, it'll be a Din Deraisa, not Din Derabbanon, Akapadim, so some learn that Midaraisa, he holds Bia's Mabaras Lishma Bia. So only Rava has a Kasha on Abaya. I don't understand you. You're telling me that bias mabaras lois mabia, but still chalitza is good. How can be such a thing? We know a klal kol oila liibum oila chalitza. Of course, anyone may know chalitza. Only Rav Aman of Shach. If bias mabaras mabia, then chalitza mabaras mabchalitza. If bias mabaras lois mabia, then chalitza mabaras nami lois mabchalitza. Why? The kaimelah we have a klal, a big klal kol oila liibum oila chalitza. Of course, anyone may know chalitza. And here we're saying it's not oila liibum because mabaras that chalitza work. You can't separate the two, and therefore Rava is going to argue and say that of course the Mechlekes Reichon Shlokas is even by Bia. What's Pshah in the Braisa? So about the Mechlekes says according to Rabbi Yechonon Bia, Smoberes, Shma Bia, and Chalitza Moberes, Shma Chalitza, Reichon Shlokas argues. The Kasha was, we had this Braisa that says according to Vimtoi that Tzara can't marry out. Why not? Maman Shlokas can marry out. Zok Rava, Pshah is like this. I'm a Rava, Och Kamar. Akonis Vimtoi, Venimtsa Smoberes. Tzara cannot marry Lashuk. Why not? Shema Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama. Keeps the Gersa. Maybe the Vlad be Ben Kayama. Now, if the Vlad is Ben Kayama, so then the truth is, you're not Mutter until the Vlad is born. Shema Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama. Bias Beres Lashma Bia. Then even Rabbi Yechon agrees that Bias Beres Lashma Bia, because this is a Bias Isser, it's a Vlad Shem Kayama, because it's a Eish Shach 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 Mitzvah. So really, the truth is, she's not Mutter until her child is born. Bia. The Vlad doesn't pata actually until he comes out to the world. So really like this. Of course, in a case where it turns out she didn't have any children from the husband before. Avada, then it works. Chalitza also works. But in the case where she did have a child, so there, the Bia and Chalitza are nothing because she's not Chayav Yibam. There, the only heter is the child. A child's only matter when it comes to the world healthy. That's the only time it comes to the world and he's alive. That's the only time it's a ptur. And therefore, right now, the tzara can get married because in just in case it is a Vlad Ben Kayama, then she's not mutter until he's born. And therefore, that's pshat in the Brisa, very good shmak. The Brisa is clear. Why? Shema Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama.